The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now. La 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 la. She really hates him. It's really true.
Whoa, testing 1, 2. I'm talking louder and more clearer this podcast.
Okay.
Or clearly, more clearly, more clear. Testing 1, 2, 3, talking clearly.
We can't do anything about
all right, the shadows behind us.
We're getting new lighting.
We're getting new lighting. We're gonna do over the whole sound system and lighting. Is this, give us a little time. You know, you're still getting content.
Yeah.
You know, if this is audio, if you're not looking at the
video, shut your mouth and enjoy it, right?
That's what I say.
Stop complaining. Actually, no one's complained about the sound, but no one's complained about the shadows.
No. Not at all. And well, because I think more people listen than watch. You know, who's going to sit and watch us too? You know.
Evil Dale.
What's that?
Evil
Watch. Well, for the clips, you know, a lot of people watch the clips. So.
Listen, just because it's not how you do it, people do. They sit around watching.
No, not.
Podcasts.
Well, some do. Some do and some don't. There's. You know, you can't
how
really.
How far you are from your mic, though.
There, is that better?
I don't know. Anyway, hi, and welcome to My Wife Hates Me, version 2.0.
What the fuck does that mean?
Well, we're in a new location, and you're a new person. You've done so much work on yourself. You're like, really, like, spiritually, like, coming along. Do you feel that?
No.
You're vibrating higher. Your frequency is better.
My shirt is nicer.
You're manifesting things that you want in life. Wait, did you just manifest me to shut up?
I'm a little overwhelmed today.
Oh, okay. We just, before you get into your overwhelmment.
What's that?
Rich will not take a tarot card. So every day I take a tarot card. It's really just a way to talk about yourself to yourself. But Rich won't do it because Rich has a weird thing with.
That's fucking, it's bullshit. If God wants.
God hates tarot cards?
No, God, you're where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there. Not because of tarot cards, because of that's the way. That was supposed to fall. That's the way.
That's God saying, shut your mouth. You don't know.
Yeah. Tarot cards, having your
Tara. Having who's your, Tara? Does Tara have her own line of
cards? Tarot cards, having your palms.
Well, how are you saying it?
It doesn't matter. Like
the
I don't care.
Deep Jersey accent, it comes out Tara.
Yeah. Having your palm read, all that shit. Going, oh, where do you draw the line? How about when you go see a fortune teller and they're scamming you? Oh, I can talk to the dead. All right. So where do you draw the line on all that stuff? Okay.
Well, the tarot card, or tarot as I pronounce it, really is just like, it really isn't, it's not like magic. It makes you think about things in a way that maybe you didn't think about them. That's all it's doing. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like a lot of things are just like, basically, I think you're trying to be more self-aware than you were yesterday. And self-awareness is really the key to having a nice life. Because if you're not self-aware, A, people think you're stupid. And B, it's frustrating to go through life not knowing who you are, because other people can see who you are and they'll tell you, and then you get triggered by it and you're like, that's not how I am. But if you really were, like, you'd be like, oh,
you're always different. You are who you are, but it depends what mood you're in, what situation you're in, what you're dealing with. So you are, deep down, are you a good person or a bad person? That's basically what it comes down to. Are you a good person or a bad person?
Well, no, because it also comes down to, like, what you choose to, like, have an emotional response to. So yesterday morning, you were getting very worked up, very worked up. You were calling. An electrician was supposed to come in the morning.
I was frustrated.
Yeah, but you were like, I could hear you griping to yourself, and then you were calling the person, and then you hung up at one point on her.
No, I didn't hang up.
Yes, you did. You said, just have them call me. And she was like, can I? And I heard you hang up.
Because that was the third time I called her.
Okay.
I hate when I'm calling a business and they don't answer. Hi, this is the answering service. Well, we were supposed to have an electrician come yesterday morning at between 9 and 9:30. I got up at 8 so I could be ready at 8. 9 o'clock, no electrician. 9:30, no electrician. 10 o'clock, now I'm going, what the fuck? I could have done other things today. I could have made other plans.
Right.
I planned around them being here for like 2 hours. All right. And it was a clerical mistake. They went to our old house. But when I'm calling them to find out where they are, one, no one's answering. Two, I'm getting this answering service. So it's even more frustrating because I'm sitting here not having any answers. Then when I talked to them, they said they went to the wrong address. And
right. And then and then I heard you.
And I was very pleasant with the
guy. Right. I heard you then completely change. So nobody, the only person that feels the frustration and anger and is having a bad day is who?
The lady at the answering service.
Yeah, it's, you know what I mean? Like sometimes
I'm not having a bad day.
Like this is the thing with
Bonnie, if you get frustrated, it passes. It passed at that moment.
Yes.
I was people that happens. That's a part of life, to be frustrated or upset. Everything isn't beautiful and peachy and everything will work out the way it's supposed to, but everything doesn't work out the way you want it to. All right.
Right.
So,
then you just like let it happen. You just go, okay.
Well I would have let
you could still call them. You could still be like,
I did.
Hey,
I called three times. I did let it happen. That it is what it is. Communication. That's all. So I'm not sitting around for an hour and a half looking out the window. Where I remember when that other person was supposed to come and they were just sitting out front. They never knocked on the door to evaluate the whatever.
Right.
You know. Oh, they came. No, they didn't come. They parked. And that was it. So obviously this was a mistake. They went to the wrong address. I don't know. And I was told the person at the address signed off. Like, why wouldn't that person, if they did speak to someone, say, oh, they don't live here anymore. They moved, you know.
Right.
Why would he sign off? Oh, for coming when he didn't order him. He would have said, oh, no, he moved. And then the technician would have called and said, he doesn't live here. Do you have the address? So there was something fishy about it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
All right. And my time, your time is valuable. My time, the people who are listening to this, obviously their time's not valuable, but our time is valuable. Get it? Hear what I said? If they're listening to this, their time's not valuable. That was a little
self-deprecation.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So anyhow, yes. I was frustrated. It passed. I talked to the guy. We rescheduled.
I know, but I notice something with you where you have this thing where you get very angry very quickly. And then the minute someone kind of calms you down, you completely go into this other mode of like nice guy, which is the real you. So just I'm saying if you skip that other part.
If you know what? Everything bases itself.
That's what I'm talking about. Like
everything bases itself on opposites. for every action, there's an equal and positive reaction. Right. So yes, you're not going to be, if most of the time you want to be at peace, you don't want to be aggravated. When I called the garbage company today, because they didn't pick up our garbage yesterday again.
Were you mad?
I was saying, be
why
nice
to why didn't they pick it up? What's going on?
I don't know. They said they'll try to get someone out today. I don't know what it is. And I said to Ligo, my last company, I didn't have this many non-pickups in 3 years that I've had in 3 months.
Right.
She goes, oh, I'll see what I could do.
I just found out.
And I told her to have a nice day.
From this move that you have to pay for garbage.
You think it's free?
I thought it was like part of your taxes. This whole time.
And well, you are stupid. That's the problem, right?
Yeah, dumb. And then I was like, well, how much for recycling? And then you told me it's free. I go, why is recycling free? And you said, because if people had to pay for it, no one would do it.
First of all, I don't think I ever said that. But
yeah,
that's,
you did. You're smart.
Yeah, remember, say that again.
It was very smart.
Say you're smart again.
You're smart.
Oh, whoa, that's comedy.
No. Comedy. Wow, what do you want me to do? I can't, now that you've like brought up the shadows, I'm like obsessed with.
I have two. Look at two of them. Whoa. Ooh.
This is like.
I know. Anyhow, so our careers are pretty well.
Well. Should I tell?
No, I'll start mine first.
Oh.
Mine's easy. Yours is better. Okay, you go first.
No, what is yours? I don't even know what yours is.
Well, last week my special came out on Tuesday.
Oh, yes.
It's a week later. I got 75,000 views
nice.
So far. I don't know if that's good. I'd like to get 500,000. Good reviews on the special. But our roast hit 1 million views.
That's pretty fucking cool. Million views on our roast?
Yeah, who knows if they watch the whole thing or not. It doesn't matter. 1 million clicks on.
Who's sitting around like, well, 44 of these were not full watches.
Well, I don't know. I know it's gotten
somebody
a million.
Somebody left their computer on and it just kept replaying.
They counted for eight. Mm-hmm. 8 hours. But 1 million views, that's pretty good. Like 1 million people.
Well,
know who we are.
Not quite.
Not quite what?
1 million.
What?
Some people watched it twice.
Yeah, but some people watch it with other people.
Good point. Did I tell you the thing that Colin Terrell told me? That he was in the elevator at Skankfest, which we will talk about, and...
Don't say what they did.
Rich.
Oh.
Trust your co-host. Trust your co-host. He was butt-fucking these guys in the elevator. No. That was too much for you?
No. Okay. He said no. No. Oh, really? No?
So they asked him if he wanted to come up to their room and watch your special. So they watched your special and Colm Terrell said he was being like, That's you can only do that if you've been doing it this long, and that's a legend at work.
No.
I mean, that's what he told me. Who knows what real jokes
he
was
probably
making.
Sitting there going, ooh, ew.
I'm funnier. No. So it's a good special.
Yes. So, but seeing the roast got 1 million views, we never monetized it. I wonder what we would have made.
I don't know.
We gave it away free, but we could have put ads on it, right? Monetized it.
I don't know. Well, we put it out during the pandemic for people to have content.
We might have made like $80 or something. Who could we find out from if we would have monetized it?
I don't know.
Should I call Mushy Mike?
Not on the podcast, no.
Why? Don't they want to know?
Mushy Mike is not a... He's like, I don't know. I'll find out. He's not going to be a scintillating.
I guarantee I'll call him.
I don't know if he has a phone.
Yeah, he does have a phone. Let's see.
So we were at Skankfest. Mushy Mike lost his phone at Skankfest. Isn't that terrible? I could imagine. Horrible.
Oh boy. What if somebody answers?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on our podcast. The speaker is next to the mic. So
speak up.
And this is a rare occasion that we bring anybody on. Bobby always brings you on, but you should feel special today.
Okay.
On our roast on YouTube, it hit 1 million views, right?
Mm-hmm. Happy Baby page.
On what?
On the Ugly Baby page.
Oh, it's on another page.
The original person, the original posting of it.
Yeah. Okay. Can you tell if that person monetized it?
If there's an ad that plays, yes, but I can't see their insights or anything without logging into their page.
Oh.
Now, well, she told me that they didn't.
Say we monetize it at 1 million views. What do you think we would have made about a ballpark, if you know?
About every 100,000 is about $1,000.
$10,000?
Every 100,000 is about 1,000.
Yeah, so there was 1 million, so that would be 10 100,000s. We would have made 10,000.
I would say you probably made 10 to 15, depending on how many ads you had of it.
Well, I mean, we would have paid everybody, so we would only made 1,000. No big deal. Yeah. All right. That's all we need.
Maybe more, because it depends. It gets complicated after certain numbers, but yeah, at least that much.
What about YouTube, my special? That'll hit like 100,000.
You'll get $1,000.
I will?
There's about you.
Oh, boy.
Well, let's get those numbers up, folks.
Compared to the 2 hours. So it just depends. Like, it's all about CPM, and it just depends, you know, how many people are watching all at one time. So it gets a little complicated, but yeah.
Okay. About. All right. Well, we have to run. It was a pleasure having you as a
Sorry,
guest.
Sorry, I was so boring.
What's that?
Sorry, I was so boring.
It doesn't matter. It's what people expect. You're giving us technical advice.
Let's cut this off.
Oh, Bonnie wants to cut this off. Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
See you later. Bye. There you have it, folks. We would have made like 10,000 from the roast, but we would have paid everybody 1,000, or 10 people. God, we would have been in debt.
No, it's exciting though to have a million people watch it. It's pretty cool.
And here comes the piss.
So let's talk about Skankfest.
Well, first I'd say your other news first.
I handed in. I've been writing this Christmas movie since last year.
Yeah, but you had to stop writing it for how long?
No, then I finished it before the strike, but I didn't hand it in because there was no point in handing it in, and we didn't have a waiver. So I just handed it in, and they are loving it.
It's good. A lot of hard work pays off.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah. Thank you, Rich.
Pays
so,
off.
So, Rich, what did you think of the movie?
Well, I laughed a lot. I'm going to do some punch up. I'm going to read it again, and then hopefully add a little here and there. I did add some earlier, not even close to what.
You don't even know if it's in there or not. You just go, oh, here. I gave you some scenarios, and you gave me funny.
But you said,
I know, but stuff gets like edited.
All right. Well, you know, if I once I
the,
read.
The script was like over 200 and some pages at one point.
Well, you know, once I read it, I will add.
This is Allie.
Fun.
Our wonderful dog. Okay, so
but
before we go to
that's good news. Fest, that's good news that they
thank
like
you.
It.
I'm very excited. Hopefully
because
we'll
when
go into production.
That's like when you know, you do something and people go, I like it. That's a good feeling.
It is. This is also a good feeling, is that we started HelloFresh, which is the number one meal kit in America. What'd you think?
To me, it was very tasty. I'm not going to lie.
Well, I have been obviously very busy lately, and when we see that box come, it's so exciting because you get whatever you want, and it's all pre-portioned. All the grocery shopping's already done. You just take that box in, you open it up, you follow these step-by-step instructions on these little cards. So easy. And then you just have this like beautiful meal at the end of it all.
Everybody likes when they get a box, but then when you get a box with food that you could that you could eat that night, what are you kidding me? Nothing's more satisfying than driving in your driveway and seeing something delivered on your porch, and then you go to pick it up and it's food and you're going, oh, even better.
Well, I will say there is a downside. The downside being that there are so many meals to choose from that I'm on that app just like looking, scrolling, because it's they all sound really, really good. So we did the chicken and sun-dried tomatoes pasta. That was great. The peachy keen barbecue rubbed chicken. You love that. I don't eat meat, but I have the sides and stuff, and it's really good.
I eat chicken and turkey, and I don't want to be negative towards Bonnie, but Bonnie's a good cook. Don't get me wrong. Doesn't compare.
But the hardest part about cooking, I always think, is like deciding what the meal is and then seeing if you have all the ingredients to make it. And I swear I'm almost never made a meal from a recipe where I've had every ingredient. This HelloFresh is the only one where you have every ingredient. It's like you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to substitute. You don't have to Google, like, what if I don't have an egg, you know? So you get these farm fresh pre-portioned ingredients, seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep, and it's just the easiest, best thing in the world. So what we're going to do for our listeners is go to HelloFresh.com/50mywife and use the code 50mywife, and this way you're going to get 50% off, which is a lot off, and free shipping. So you can easily try America's number one meal kit by just going to HelloFresh.com/50mywife and use the code 50mywife for 50% off plus free shipping. And then you can get yourself whatever you want. And some of them are 15-minute meals.
It's do it.
Easier than delivery. So
just do it. Here's what you could do. As you're eating the meal, you can watch my special. As you're sitting eating the meal.
Eating your gourmet meal that you just made for your family. And then everybody gathers around and watches Rich's special on YouTube. Where do they find your special?
On YouTube.
Oh, that just didn't.
Rich Voss. You'll see it.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Let's talk about Skankfest.
The best year yet, Skankfest. We got there Thursday. We didn't do anything Thursday night. Then Friday, I had four shows. I don't even remember all of them. What did we do? Oh, we did Kim Con. What's her name?
Kim Congdon had Kim
It's a good
Fest.
Show.
She has a festival within Skankfest called Kim Fest, and she had a show where
Would you date Kim Congdon?
Would you date Kim Congdon?
No. Who did she date or something?
She's blindfolded, and then she kind of interviews comedians or hears them do stand up, and then picks them. It was pretty fun, and then we just kind of like guided her, but Basically, I didn't really do much.
Then I hosted three legend shows.
Oh, and who was on the show? Roseanne Barr.
On Friday night. She did the first show Friday. And I did one Thursday at Legends. Then Friday. No, Thursday I did King Con.
Look at the shadow.
Thursday I did Kim's show, then a regular stand-up set. And then I hosted four other shows and did my Would You Bang Them? But so Friday, the Legend show, I mean, there was some, those shows have got to be the best because they're the best acts. Tim Dillon, TJ Miller,
hello.
Jamie Kennedy,
hello.
Bonnie, you were on one of them, right? on the first one Friday.
Oh my God.
There's so many shows on, it's hard to remember all the comics that, you know, it's just.
I know, but I'm not just one of the other comics. You know that, right? Like, you were married. We shared a room. We got two suites, one on either end of the hall. And we thought that was too much.
Yeah.
So we gave ours to
Florentine.
Jim Florentine.
You know, oh my God. Oh, this is coming out on my text.
Oh my God.
Well, everything I just said, how do you do? How do you get rid of it?
I don't know. Who are you texting?
Mushy Mike.
Oh my God.
And then I'll just delete all of this.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Why is it? Oh my God. I'm going, why is she sending me such a long text? I never hit voice. That's weird.
You must have.
Anyhow, so we had these two suites. Okay, I knew when I got to Skankfest, we'd each have our own suite. So it's going to be a peaceful dinner. You know,
Jim was at the airport, so that was nice. You guys got to sit and coach together.
Yeah, it's no different than first going there. Your seat was just as hard. You didn't eat. So you paid extra. I had emergency exit row window.
It's more than just getting, it's what? Listen, I use my miles. It's more than just getting like the food. I know do you think the food really adds up to what the extra that you're paying?
No, what are you getting? What are you getting when, if you're going to LA or somewhere where the seats recline, yes.
You get to take your roller bag and know for a fact that you're going to be able to put it up right above your seat. You don't have to like put it back or forward.
I don't have a roller bag, so.
Okay, yeah. Well, I like that. I don't check my bags. I just put it right up there. The hardest thing is, I was like, I'm going to have to start working out more because it was hard to get my bag up there and people wouldn't help.
Well, yeah.
Men aren't.
Because your attitude.
Men, the way they used to be.
I helped a lady. I helped.
You did?
Yeah. Helped push her with one hand.
Still got a little testosterone, huh?
I try to fuck her on the plane.
And then.
Pete, do you ever
hear? You put a bag up and then you go, hey, you know, you owe me.
That's what Patrice's bit was so funny, where he helped some old lady get her thing on the plane. You know,
yeah, and a bag on the plane. We're just talking about that exact thing.
So his bed, it's so funny. See, God, see how I helped her. See, you know, whatever, you know, let the plane land. Say, then the plane lands, and lady goes, can you help me? He's like, lady, this plane, only it's really funny.
That's funny. But also, you know. You get on first.
Doesn't matter.
First of all, it is.
We're going
a nice
to the same
seat.
Place.
You don't have to sit next to someone really that close.
That's the only thing.
They bring
thing.
You some water. It's just like a pampering that you don't get in coach.
What I'm saying is.
They come by, they go, do you want something?
If you're flying to LA, San Francisco, sometime, whenever the seats recline and you have your own little booth and space, then it's worth it.
I think it's worth it every time.
It's not because I do it for comfortability, and the seats aren't any more comfortable up there than they are
They absolutely are. You get more room. You get more room for your bag down there. You're not like, if you gotta get out to go to the bathroom, you don't have to go over two people. You just go over one person. You know, the bathroom's always available pretty much.
Okay.
You get up there, you go, oh, what if you want like. I need something. They go, oh, okay. You know, oh, can I get a tea? Yeah, sure. Let me get
okay, it. Here's the thing.
You're like this. Wait.
Can keep convincing yourself. It's good that you're happy.
No, I was happy. I like a more pampered experience than you.
Well, you're
that's
not,
what I like. Well, I like pampered.
I rubbed your feet the other night when we were watching a movie. Remember? Remember I gave you a little foot massage?
Yes, you put a blanket over. You won't touch someone's feet. It's so weird.
Then I took the blanket off and right in the arch. Boom. Rub, rub, rub. Boom. Right in the arch. So then we get there with two suites. I'm going, oh, this is going to be great. All of a sudden, knock, knock, knock on the door. I don't need my suite. It's too big. So she's coming into my room. Well, the first night, I couldn't, all she does is complain. Be quiet, turn the light off. It was my room to begin with. Be quiet, go. So I went over to the, over to the couch to lay there. What are you doing? Why are you on your phone? What?
Rich and I have had separate rooms for the last 4 or 5 years, right?
No.
Oh, since we moved into the Simons.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I've, which has been a joy because when we shared a room, he snored sometimes, or he was on his phone a lot, or he was up and down going to the bathroom, and it was disruptive to my sleep, and I would wake up mad at him. And then people are like, "Why? You shouldn't have separate rooms," you know. But it made me love him more because you shouldn't wake up mad next to yourself. So when we're sharing now a room again, I don't want to be that person, but somewhere in me, when it's time for me to go to sleep, I can't help it. I want you to go to sleep too. So I'm like, lights out,
it's controlling.
Phones down.
I'm not your kid. Down.
I know. And I just kept going like, okay, turn your light off. Well, first of all, your light's on super, super bright.
Here's the other thing. Go ahead.
And so I was like, can you please turn your light down on your phone? And then every time I'd wake up, you're still on your phone or you're in the, at one point you're making a fucking call in the bathroom, but on speaker.
Yeah, I couldn't sleep because I was worried about my daughter. So I knew she was getting up 6:30 Eastern Standard Time, and it was 3:30 in Las Vegas. I woke up at 3:30 to call her.
Did you wake up, or I didn't know that you'd gone to sleep?
Yeah, for at least like an hour and a half, I set my alarm to wake up to call Raina. What are you doing?
Why on speaker? Why wouldn't you put it to your high? Just call.
Because I was in the bathroom.
You're like this. Hi. Hey. No. I mean, I just don't understand that. Why would you think you do it all the time? You talk to people on speaker, even here in the house. I can hear you in your room. Just
First of all, Bonnie's phone never rings. I'm not going to call her anymore. So when I was in Vegas, yeah, smile. She turns the ringer off. The last 25 times I called her, she never answered.
You call every 5 minutes. No, I don't. I have to turn the ringer off.
I don't lie. She'll
call. When you're playing golf, you don't want to answer the phone.
Yes, I do. When I can hear it, I have it on vibrate on golf.
Well, when I see you calling, I answer. Issue.
It's
just because you're frustrated when things don't exactly go the way that you want them to.
No, because you call me, and then I call you right back, and you don't answer. Answer that one.
I've done the same thing to you.
No, I've always answered. But anyhow, so
yesterday I got a call from you, and I called you literally right back 1 minute later, and you didn't answer.
I was probably putting.
Okay, well, I'm just saying it happens, and it's fine. It's okay. We don't need to get in touch with each other every. You don't have to be like.
Sometimes there's some.
Think about the olden days when people had to like not talk to their spouse all fucking day.
The olden days.
Yeah, because they didn't have a phone with them at all times.
So the first night Thursday.
So I was being a bit of a like, please go to bed. But also you were on the couch at one point. Like,
yeah, I had to move away from you.
And I realized no wonder you're always having aches and pains and anger, and you're not sleeping. How could you?
How could I sleep when you complaining?
You were up. You were up. I wasn't waking you up to tell you stuff.
Anyhow, so the first night was not the most pleasant night's sleep. And I thought she was going to bail out and go to another room, you know. Mm-mm. And here's the other thing.
Should I have gone and taken Jim's room? I didn't even think about it. Who did he give the room to, I wonder?
Nobody. I don't know. Here's the thing. When I check in a hotel, because I'm on the road way more than Bonnie doesn't go on the road. She has to stay here with Raina and work on her projects. So when I go on the road, everything is in its right place. I put the clothes away. I hang up clothes that have to be hung up. I set up my coffee station, everything. So it looks nice and clean. You walk in, it looks good. My computer, whatever. Well, Missy Messy over here, next to her bed is just a pile of clothes on the floor. God forbid I have company come up, you know. It's food wrappers everywhere. Like, it's, I don't know how anybody can live that way. And yeah, smile it off.
No, I'm gonna say, I'm sure it's annoying because when you're at home, You just put stuff anywhere.
No.
Too. Yeah.
No.
And then I clean it up.
No.
And you get mad if I'm like, you'll go like this. You'll go, I cleaned up the whole kitchen. Meanwhile, the counters aren't cleaned off. There's dishes in the sink, whatever. Well, it's not vacuumed. It's like, well, that's me in the hotel room going like, it's fine. Who cares? You're getting upset. Well, at home.
I never since you ever met me, left any house, condo, place we lived in that messy ever. Every now and then I'll leave a cup here and there by accident or.
It doesn't seem like it because I'm constantly cleaning.
And
you, if I left, listen, when I came, don't make me bring up the story of when I went to Austin, because when I came back, it was disgusting. And you know that. So you know that when I'm not there, things do get a little messy.
You're a deep cleaner and I'm a surface cleaner.
You're not even a surface cleaner. You're a, like, maybe you'll put a few things away when push comes to shove. But otherwise, it's not true.
Anyhow, the shows were amazing. The audiences, the audience was, I mean, it's overwhelming because everywhere you walk into, do you think maybe you could do that later?
Yes, yes, yes.
Who are you talking to?
Relax. Tell your story. What is it that I'm stopping you from doing? Go.
Having conversation with you.
I've seen you fucking on your phone nonstop. If I start talking, you immediately go. You know, you're like out of it. So just relax. This is the thing you need to work on, what we talked about at the beginning with self-awareness. Honestly.
I'm having a conversation.
You don't
with
have
you.
Any self-aware. I know, but you only get frustrated when it's the other person. When it's you doing it, it's completely justified. And that's how you are with almost everything. I've seen you be like honking and angry at people for whatever.
Honking.
And like, you know, when you're at the light and someone's turning and the light turns green and they turn before you go, you know,
what?
Like, okay.
Oh yeah.
So I'm in the left-hand lane. I'm going to turn. I'm waiting for the light to turn green. There's oncoming traffic. Well, the minute it turns green, I turn. I don't let that car go first.
Why not?
No, I don't do that. I'm just saying that's the scenario I'm setting up. When a car does that to you, you get very frustrated and mad.
Well, it can cause an accident.
And I've seen you do it 100 times.
I do it better than most people. I'm not going to call it.
Case in point. I mean, I don't
and
know.
And I always
like...
wave thank you.
Okay, it doesn't matter. When do something,
like
it's completely justified. And when someone else does it, because you have this thing in you, which I think is, listen, just don't take it in. Go into your inner self somewhere and think about golf. But the truth of the matter is that when things don't exactly go your way, if you're at a restaurant, you get a meal, you always have to, why isn't it exactly what I want? If you're at a store and they don't come in 2 seconds to serve you or whatever it is, you get, if somebody doesn't call you back the second that, or answer the phone, you get upset. Because if things aren't exactly 1,000,000% aligned with what you want, you get angry.
I don't get angry.
You do. You very rarely let things roll off your back.
I let things roll off my back all the time.
You're a person who does whatever you want all the time without regard. So why is it okay for you to do, like, how can you get angry at things that you do all the time? That's what I like.
Name one thing I do all the time that I get angry at.
I just gave you an example.
Oh.
But there's many, many.
No. First of all, if I cut across,
I wave thank you.
You know how many times I thank people in my car?
Who gives a shit about the thanking? Oh, let me just be an asshole and say thank you. But that is your mode of operandi. You let any emotion spill out, blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah, well, you bury
it. And then you make it. No, I don't bury it. I just don't get mad. Except now.
Oh, see?
No, but I mean, it's like.
So listen, the shows were great. It was packed, right? A lot of you took a lot of pictures with people. they come up to you.
I got recognized four times. I was walking around in there.
Well, you, because your hat is down. Your hat is down. No one could tell. No one could tell.
Andy Letterman kept going, "You look like a boy." It's like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, why? Yeah. You know, a pretty boy, because you look pretty.
I mean, she's like, that's why people don't recognize you, because you look like a boy. It's like, first of all, I didn't care if I was recognized. I really, really didn't. Yeah. It wasn't my first thing. I was
who cares? They own
but the- I was making jokes about it. But also, this is how I've always dressed since I was fucking 22 and starting stand-up. It's like, this is it. This has been my whole thing. Now I'm actually more feminine than I've ever been. Look at the earrings.
I know.
And it's like, I don't know. It just pissed me off.
Those are nice earrings. If you were on a pirate ship. Actually, I like them. Are they gold? Did I buy those for you? Those are the ones I got. Oh, they're nice. So, what? I did. You said, get me gold and silver earrings. Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. So, the legend show. I mean, everywhere you went, it was overwhelming. But they're not, the fans are not mean. You know, you'll hear.
They were great. The fans were so nice.
Yeah, they're nice. Even when what?
Roseanne was being kind of nuts.
Well, Roseanne, it's kind of like I never met Roseanne. Whatever she did or what she's going through or how she feels, she's still fucking Roseanne. I mean, you know what I mean?
What a legacy, right.
You know, no matter what.
The ups and downs of Roseanne Barr.
Believe in her political views or what she did, she's still Roseanne. You know, it's like Pete Rose. Oh, well, he bet on baseball. He's not in the Hall of Fame. It's still fucking Pete Rose. All right. So I met her backstage. I go, hey, I'm Rich Voss. She goes, I heard of you, which was very exciting. And we were doing 15-minute sets on the Legend show. She did 35. She went a little long, but it's Roseanne. So, you know, fuck it. Tough shit. She's allowed to go long. And it was pretty cool. You know, and then fucking one night I'm sitting back there with Harlan Williams, right? He's so it's unbelievable how funny
he is.
He's
great. I love him. Canadian. I've known him for years and years and years.
So funny. TJ Miller, funny, nice guy.
Nice guy. Really funny. Great guy.
He's one of the nicest guys on the planet, but he's so funny too when you're just talking to him. Because, you know, and I hung out backstage with Jamie Kennedy, which I never did before.
He was so fun. I've only hung out with him years and years ago when he was in the throes of, he was very, very famous at one point.
Yeah.
And he'd show up at the improv. He was dating a friend of mine who was a comedian. And so I only interacted with him very briefly back then. But then he was like so fun and nice and complimentary of people. And it was just a really good vibe.
All the comics were fun to hang out with. Then the last night before Tim Dillon showed up, and we go way back. I go, do you remember the party? Remember the party we were on Wayne Raider's roof?
Yeah.
And that's the first time we hung out with Tim Dillon, and we're talking politics and this and that.
I did a Fox show with him the first time I met him.
What, Red Eye?
Red Eye. The first time I met him was Red Eye.
You can get some brown eye later.
I should have known he was like already Tim Dillon. You know what I mean? On that show.
But it was just hanging out with these people. And like when you go to all the other festivals, Montreal, I mean, Moon Tower is fun too. Moon Tower and South by Southwest, because you're hanging out with comics, but it's still industry related or whatever. And you know what? This is not industry. There were a couple of club owners there. Tammy, I like to see. Tammy's nice. And Emily from the Comedy Store. I played golf with Richie from the Comedy Store for 2 days. What's that?
I mean, why are we doing listing people?
We're not listing. I'm saying.
No, you're listing.
It's not an industry festival like the other ones. It's more.
I know, but then you go, oh, comics. There's a few industries.
Well, there was a few, but I was, I threw out some names. I'm sorry. I guess when I threw out the names of the comics we're hanging out with, having fun, that was okay.
Yeah, because those people are famous. So you can, you know. Oh, did you see the thing I guess I showed you where, like, somebody wrote that I was so mean to Kim Congdon on Would You Bang Him? That she was one of the judges that she left, but she had to leave halfway through. We already had it planned that she was going to start the show show, and then Natty Smith was going to come and replace her. And
Natty Smith was wasted.
I know, very funny, very funny. Yeah. It was a really great show. People were really funny. T.J. Miller was really funny. Joe DeRosa had some interesting. I'm sure people will hear about it on other podcasts. We don't have to go into it, but people kept bringing it up on our show.
Yeah,
like just.
He was the most famous talked about comic at the festival.
Yes,
Joe
yes.
DeRosa. Well,
it was fun. It was really fun. A great time.
I hope it was as successful for the promoters as it was for us. You know, and Sunday night, I flew home on the red eye. I did one show Sunday night. I hosted a legend show. It was amazing. Harlan Williams, T.J. Miller, Jamie Kennedy. Tony Hinchcliffe. Everybody.
Tony was there? Did people just come?
He just came on Sunday.
Oh, I left Sunday morning.
I like Tony a lot. On my birthday. We saw Ron White. On my birthday, I was working the mothership, and on my birthday, I went to Ron White. He took me and Tony to his golf course. We played golf all day, had lunch and stuff. Then I saw Ron at the festival. Remember Thursday night when we got there? Was it Thursday or Friday?
Thursday.
I go, hey, what's up, Ron? He's looking at me like I'm crazy. Like,
he didn't recognize you?
He did. I don't know. He was probably burnt out and tired. But then we walked home back to the hotel with him. Remember? Right. Was that Thursday?
Yeah.
Oh. So saw him there. It was a great time. We had a lot of fun. And when we were done with shows, we went out to eat. We left. You know, I didn't hang out with all the craziness for a few minutes. Saw some friends.
You're too old for this shit.
Yeah, we saw people. I only gambled one night, $300.
I was so tired though too, because it's like New York time, and then you're doing shows at 11. It's like you're doing shows at 2 a.m. You're like,
whoa, yeah. I'm telling you, conked right out back at a hotel on Friday and Saturday night. Good night's sleep, because the patrol fell asleep really quick too. And it worked out.
Anyway, thanks for listening to another episode.
What? Oh, this weekend I'm at TIFF's in Moores Plains. And then go to richvoss.com. Watch my special on YouTube. Tell friends. I want to get to 15 million views. I'm at 75,000, so I got a long way to go. I want it to go viral. Wait, what's it called? Mm-hmm. Viral? Viral. And congratulations to Bonnie for them loving her work. She worked very hard on it. I believe me.
I hate when people say, because what time Chris did it, my manager did a thing on, I don't know, like Instagram or something about me. I don't know why. I don't remember what it was for. Maybe it was my birthday. I don't remember. And it was like about how hard worker I am. And it's like in showbiz, you don't go into showbiz because you're a hard worker. You know what I mean?
Well,
like the only
Christmas.
Thing you want people to say is like extremely talented. Like you want people to be like, she barely has to work at all. That's how good she is. But I hate when people are like, she's such a
hard worker. Well, you worked hard on something.
I do work hard on it, but I don't want people to know that. Okay. I work really hard, but I don't want people to know.
Well, you know, listen,
I certainly don't want to be known as the hardest worker in the business. Like that, the hardest worker in the business equates in my mind to least talented.
Okay. Yes, I agree.
I want it to be like flowy.
Try to get your point across one more time.
I like people to think of me as, just, I say one thing and that's it. It's good enough.
Well, I Gas Digital, I taped a special in July with Gas Digital, and it came out in October, 2 months later, not even two full months. It came out in September, right? July, yeah, it came out in September. And the special this March
Luis
I taped.
Luis Gomez, man, who knew? That's pretty wild.
Well, the other special I taped, The Hour, at the NA convention that I taped almost 6 years ago, I'm sure will be out.
Still not out.
I'm sure we'll be out at some point. It's only 6 years old. Anyhow, Gas Digital on top of things, Skankfest on top of things, Bonnie on top of things, HelloFresh on top of things, Rich Voss on top of all of that.
I guess we'll call this on top of all that.
All right. Are we done?
Thank you, fans. Fans?
Thank you, people. Thank you, Rogers, whatever.
Thank you. thank you, people.
Thank you. See you next week.
My Wife Hates Me podcast, hosted and created by Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane, produced by Nick Collette. Find us wherever you get your podcasts.
This jackass Jew. Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true that somewhere deep down she loves him too.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.